Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Well, after reporting yesterday that the U.S. wheat was not competitive on the global market, we got a surprise. Russia decided to suspend exports. Wheat was up sharply yesterday. Cattle, on the other hand, continues to struggle. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was lower. Plant closures are hurting futures and really putting some pressure on it. The market didn't drop all that much, but it still is a little bit lower. I think the challenge is about the plant workers being able to keep these plants open just make it difficult for everyone to keep the futures market alive, really. And I think that with the crude oil drop, the idea of the economic slowdown could be more prevalent, even though we are talking about opening the economy back up.
Chicago May wheat futures closed up 15 and a quarter cents to 548 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein up 8 cents to $6.15. Club wheat of ordinary protein up as well from 615 to 790. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up 4 cents, ranging from 640 and 3 quarters to 670 and 3 quarters for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $1.20 on the June board to $85.10. Feeder cattle for May down $2 to 117.27 and a half. Class 3 milk dropped 19 cents yesterday to $10.91.
With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your MarketLine Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.